the Dolls' own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol White.
And that new Oxidol White is something to see. Now your clothes wash whiter than ever before with new white Oxidol. It's the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. With new white Oxidol, you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and you'll always get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol White.
Yes, you're right. It's white. If you like to see snowy white sheets billowing on a line, if you like to see your husband's shirt sparkling white, you're right to use new white Oxidol. It washes clothes a more brilliant white than you ever thought a soap could get them. And that wonderful new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes, just as long as you use new white Oxidol. It's truly safe for washable colors, too. Check cotton flannel shirts, boys' wash shirts, girls' bright cotton dresses. They come out with colors clear and sparkling. So try new white Oxidol next wash day. Your dealer has it now. You'll say you've never seen a wash so bright and white. New white Oxidol, the greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Joseph has got a date tonight. It's a big date. He's taking the glamorous and attractive Ann Morrison to the country club for dinner. You remember, the other day, he took her along with him on his milk route, because she said she wanted to see the town through his eyes. And tonight, well, tonight, the country club. Naturally, Joseph has been so preoccupied with his adventures, he hasn't paid much attention to the fact that the town is talking about him and the famous photographer. Well, it's 6:15 now. And over at Ma's house, Joseph is upstairs dressing. While down in the kitchen, well, listen.
Shuffle, how do you think they'll decide? Do you think that they'll come to some decision tonight at the lodge meeting?
I'm going to have to make a decision sooner or later, Ma. Mr. Sinclair said, he said there's no point taking pictures. Well, Miss Morrison, I mean, taking the pictures of all the lodges in Rushville Center, seeing as how they all had the same members just about. He suggested why not take pictures of one or two lodges, let them stand for all the lodge life in town. But, like I told you, we argued the point last Wednesday night till well on to midnight and still come to no agreement.
Mm, heavens to Betsy Shepherd. You'd think grown men could come to an agreement about such a thing.
Agreement? Anybody passing the lodge hall last meeting night and not knowing what is going on would have thought the Civil War was being fought all over again. Fred Sweeney standing up and saying, "The Eagles, you got to take the Eagles picture." On account of he's a big shot over at the Eagles, you see. And then Charlie Brown, he got up and says, "What's the matter with the Elks? Ain't we the best people on earth? B-P-O-E.
Land of Goshen.
Charlie's treasure, you know, the Elks.
Well, Shuffle, why don't you just suggest they draw straws to decide what lodge?
Well, probably come to that, Faye. But you know what'll happen. All the lodges that don't happen to be lucky enough to draw the winning straw, they'll all get together and decide it was a put-up job and that the straws was crooked.
Man, it just don't seem possible. Folks getting so exercised just over having a picture to.
Well, Ma, it seems to me that's been the root of all our trouble ever since Miss Morrison and Mr. Sinclair got here.
Yep. You hit the nail right on the head, Faye. Right on the head. Ever since word come through that we was named America's typical town, folks has been envious and jealous, each wanting his picture to be the one taken.
Of course, Shuffle. Why don't you just suggest that all the officers of all the lodges have their pictures taken and let it go at that?
Well, tarnation, then what about them who ain't officers of any lodge?
Oh, well, look quite...
You know, election time will be coming up soon. Officers all want to be reelected. Can't take a chance on offending the membership.
Land of Goshen, I never heard anything so complicated, Jeff.
Yep. It's going to take a King Solomon or Ma Perkins to work it out, looks like.
Well, Ma, while you're working it out, will you watch the stew? I want to run upstairs and see Joe for a minute.
All right, Chad, go ahead. I'll watch it. You better tell Joe to hurry. It's going on 6:30.
All right, Ma, I'll tell him. But I'm sure he knows, though.
Yeah. Got a feeling she's right, Ma. Boy ain't gonna lose sight of time tonight. At least not till after he's called for his lady, I reckon. He might then, of course, lose sight of it.
Oh, Sheffa, that's the wonderful part of being young. When something good happens and exciting, all the rest of the world is shut out. Like Joseph tonight. Folks are gossiping, but for him, all that's important is he's having supper with a fine young lady. That's nice, Sheffa. I just hope that the gossip don't come through to spoil his pleasure.
Al, yeah, come in. Oh, Faye, come on in. I was coming down. Glad to see you.
Thank you, sir. My, aren't you the handsome one?
Yeah, I'll bet. Darn barber almost scalped me this afternoon.
Oh, I don't think so. I like your hair short.
Well, not this short. Golly, about 1/16 of an inch removed from a crew cut. Told him just to trim it around the edges.
Oh, Joe, it looks fine. Honestly, it does.
Well, nothing I can do about it now.
Oh, you look swell, really. Look, I brought you this extra set of keys for the car.
Oh, thanks, Faye.
It's not locked, of course. There are keys in it.
Oh.
But I always like to have an extra set with me, just in case. Now, here's the state registration card in case you should have a run-in with the law.
And what do you think I'm going to do, rob a bank?
And look, here's my membership card in the motor club.
Uh-huh.
If you should have a blowout or anything. Now, just call them. The telephone number's on the card there. Let me see. You've got plenty of gas. I filled up the tank for you.
You're swell, Faye.
And I think that's about it. Anything you want out at the club, you just sign for it. Sign my name and yours under. They know you're coming out as my guest.
Well, now, look, I want to pay you for whatever it comes to.
I know. I told you I'd send you a bill the first of the month. You haven't got a thing to worry about till then.
Faye, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate this.
Now, you just go on and have fun. I see you got another new tie for the occasion.
Yeah, I thought, you know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You don't have to explain. I was young once, too. Had dates. That was yards and yards ago, of course.
Hey, what do you mean? What about Spencer Grayson this summer? Wasn't he a date?
Oh, I mean a date.
Oh.
You know, real formal. And someone calls you up, like you did, Miss Morrison, last night, and says, hey, what are you doing a week from Sunday? Want to go dancing?
Real formal, huh? Formal.
I always used to like to get something new for each date, too. Big date. Even if it was only a new hanky or a barrette or a new comb.
Oh, golly, Faye. Why some guy doesn't come riding up on a white horse and say to you, look, Faye, I need you, I want you. Come on, you're coming with me.
Well, you see, that's my trouble. I don't know the right people. Don't know a soul with a white horse. Oh, come on, you're going to be late. It's almost 6:30. Oh, wait. Joe, where's your handkerchief?
What handkerchief?
Well, your breast pocket.
Oh, gosh, I forgot.
Oh, a fine thing. I'd never live it down. A guest of mine at the country club without a handkerchief showing.
Yeah.
Oh, here, give it to me. I'll fix it.
Golly. What would I ever do without you, Faye?
I imagine it'd be a struggle, but you'd probably get by.
You, Ma.
You're sweet, Joe. Here, hold still now. Been some time since I've done this for a gentleman. Scared?
What, scared? Oh, yeah, a little. 2,000 or 3,000 goosebumps running up and down my spine.
Wouldn't be a good date without a few thousand goosebumps. There. How's that?
Oh, swell. Thanks again, Faye. It's just that Miss Morrison's so different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to keep pinching myself. This woman of the world and me. I've never known anyone like her, Faye. She takes everything in stride. And then all the places she's been. China, Paris, London, South America, Africa. Well, she talks about them like we talk about driving over to Fort William, you know? She makes me realize how little I know about the world or its people, places.
Well, Joe, that's been her job, to travel around the world, take pictures of people and places. I wouldn't feel self-conscious about it, just because you haven't had the same opportunities that she's had to travel.
Well...
Anyway, you've got an advantage over her tonight.
Why?
She hasn't seen our country club, and you have.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Joe, don't be scared. Don't be self-conscious. You're going to have a wonderful evening. I know it. Oh, I wonder who that is. Come on. You're going to be late. Let's go see who's at the door.
All right.
Well, sweet Jerusalem, look who's here. Ma, you got a caller. Mr. Alfred Sinclair in person. Come on in.
Well, for heaven's sakes, it's Mr. Sinclair, all right, Joe. Come on, let's go down. What's the matter?
Well, nothing. It just struck me funny, him here, me going to have dinner with Miss Morrison.
Well, why? He probably just dropped by.
I know. It's just they work so closely together. You suppose he knows I'm having dinner with her?
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
You know, Oxydol has always been famous for the white washes, it turns out. So when we say the new white Oxydol washes clothes whiter than ever before, that's really saying something. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. Gives you the whitest wash in Oxydol history. Yes, even if you dry your clothes inside, new white Oxydol will give you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
And listen. When you keep using this whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash, that amazing new whiteness stays in your clothes through washing after washing. Stays for the life of your clothes. And new Oxydol is truly safe for washable colors, too. Why, your tub of colored clothes will actually come out with a new sparkle and brightness. So be right next wash day. Use new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, that was quite a coincidence. Mr. Sinclair dropping by just as Joseph was leaving for his dinner date with Miss Morrison. Or was it a coincidence? Well, maybe we'll find out when we rejoin Ma and Mr. Sinclair and Joseph and Anne on Monday. But now this is Charlie Warren speaking for Ma Perkins with Virginia Payne, inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.